Some son of a bitch had held out on the money. Everybody claiming they were broke, card game finished. I was sitting there with my buddy Elf. Elf was screwed up as a kid, all shriveled. He used to lay in bed for years, squeezing these rubber balls, doing crazy exercises. When he got out of bed one day, he was as wide as he was tall. A muscled, laughing brute who wanted to be a writer, but he wrote too much like Thomas Wolfe. And outside of Dreiser, T. Wolfe was the worst American writer ever born, and I hit Elf behind the ear, and the bottle fell off the table. He'd said something that I disagreed with. And as the Elf came up, I had the bottle, good scotch, and I got him halfway on the jaw and part of the neck under there, and he went down again, and I felt on top of my game. I was a student of Dostoevsky and listened to Mahler in the dark, and I had time to drink from the bottle, set it down, fake with the right, and lend him the left just below the belt, and he fell against the dresser clumsily. The mirror broke. It made sounds like a movie, flashed and crinkled. And then Elf landed one high on my forehead, and I fell back across a chair, and the thing flattened like straw, cheap furniture, and then I was in deep. I had small hands and no real taste for fighting, and I hadn't put him away. And he came on in like some zany, two-bit, vengeful individual, and I got in about one for three, not very good ones. But he wouldn't quit, and the furniture was breaking everywhere, very much noise, and I kept hoping somebody would stop the damn thing. The landlady, the police, God, anybody. But it went on and on and on, and then I didn't remember. When I awakened, the sun was up, and I was under the bed. I got out from under and found that I could stand up, a large cut under chin, scraped knuckles. I'd had worse hangovers, and there were worse places to awaken. Like jail? Maybe. I looked around. It had been real. Everything broken and smeared and shattered, spilled. Lamps, chairs, dresser, bed, ashtrays, gored beyond all measure. Nothing sensible. Everything ugly and finished. I drank some water and then walked to the closet. He was still there. Tens, twenties, fives. The money I had thrown into the closet each time I'd gone to piss during the card game. And I remembered starting the fight about the money. I gathered up the green, placed it in my wallet, put my paper suitcase on the slanting bed, and began to pack my few rags. Laborer's shirts, stiff shoes with holes in the bottom, hard and dirty stockings, lumpy pants with legs that wanted to laugh, a short story about catching crabs at the San Francisco Opera House, and a torn, thrifty drugstore dictionary. Palingenesis, recapitulation of ancestral stages in life history. The clock was working, the old alarm clock, God bless it. How many times had I looked at it on 7:30 a.m. hangover mornings and said, fuck the job. Fuck the job. Well, it said 4 p.m. I was just about to put it into the top of my suitcase when... Sure, why not? There was a knock on my door. Yeah?
Mr. Bukowski?
Yeah? Yeah?
I want to come in and change the sheets.
No, not today. I'm sick today.
Oh, that's too bad. But just let me come in and change the sheets, then I'll go away.
No, no, I'm too sick. I'm just too sick. I don't want you to see me the way I am. It went on and on. She wanted to change the sheets. I said no. She said, I want to change the sheets. On and on. That landlady, what a body. All body. Everything about her screamed, body, body, body. I'd only been there 2 weeks. There was a bar downstairs. People would come to see me. I wouldn't be in. She'd just say, he's in the bar downstairs. He's always in the bar downstairs. And the people would say, God and Jesus, man, who's your landlady? But she was a big white woman, and she went for these Filipinos. These Filipinos did tricks, man. Things no white men would ever dream of, even me. And these flips are gone now with their George Raft pulled down wide brims and padded shoulders. They used to be the fashion leaders, the stiletto boys. Leather heels, greasy, evil faces. Where have you gone?